This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver is at 35 degrees and light snow. Colorado criminal justice reformers say Derek Chauvin's guilty verdicts in the death of George Floyd is a single small step for equality. CPR's public affairs reporter Benta Berkland has more.
Six members of the state legislature's Democratic Black Caucus gathered at the Capitol for a press conference moments after the Chauvin verdict was announced.
I can tell you that I've been very, very anxious.
That's Senator Rhonda Fields. She says it left her so anxious she couldn't breathe because she's seen similar scenarios play out time and again.
And the outcome has never been a just verdict.
The lawmakers say they took a collective sigh of relief, but the work for equity, justice, and accountability is not done. Democratic Representative Leslie Herod chairs the Black Caucus. She says law enforcement needs to see Black people as individuals, not threats.
My brother is 6'3", 300 pounds, anesthesiologist, did all the right things in life, still gets pulled over for driving a nice car in a nice neighborhood far too often. Never been ticketed. Still fearful that if he did the wrong thing or made the wrong motion, he'll be killed.
Senator James Coleman says the verdict cannot erase the fact that law enforcement has murdered countless Black people throughout history without accountability. But the Chauvin conviction does give him optimism for his own son's future.
He can have hope different than I have ever had in my life, that in his lifetime, he can believe that there is justice for him as well as a Black man.
The protests after Floyd's murder galvanized a push for criminal justice reform. Last year, state lawmakers passed a police accountability bill with overwhelming bipartisan support. It bans chokeholds, expands the use of body cameras, and makes it easier for people to sue officers who act in bad faith. This year, Herod and others have introduced new measures they say will make the criminal justice system more equitable. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.